going on a trip soon, need a new carry-on, or just have a bunch of events coming up and you need new outfits, Macy's Friends and Family Sale is all you'll need. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping at $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
So funny. I there are all these pickup trucks and these like big monster cars are so in right now, and they're in, and you're going to think about this and you're going to see them, and you're going to see that it's true. So it used to be that little Porsches, they used to say, were like a small penis car. Or if someone has like a bright red car, they pick you up in a sports car, it's like a small penis complex. It's not a nice thing to say. It's likely true. I don't know. I'm not an expert. I don't pull people's pants down when I see their cars. But I'm sure there are a lot of women who actually do that. It's a great thing. You have a rich car, let me pull your pants down. I don't do that. But what I do is I see these big monster pickup trucks, these monster trucks. They're all like blacked out and jacked up. And the pickup trucks are, as Paul said, are like school buses now. But they all have these names. Like, I saw one the other day, Velociraptor. That's the name of a fucking car. Like, what? Wait, what's the new one? Like, there's a new big one. What's the douche one? Hold on. There's a big... Okay, there's one called Hercules. Like, we're going to have a Thor one. Like, a Tyrannosaurus Rexula car. Like, men are pounding their chests, holding clubs, wearing loincloths, getting in to these fucking pickup trucks to drive to Prada. Like, they don't need pickup trucks. They don't have cattle. They don't have lassos in the back. They're not cowboys. They're rich Jewish hedge fund guys with velociraptors. Like, it's crazy. It's just, it's hysterical. What's the, okay, hold on. There's a Nissan Titan. There's a Hercules. There's a velociraptor. There's a Ram, a Durango. There's a Raptor. So there's a Raptor and a velociraptor. So it's going to be like there's a Tyrannosaurus and a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Like big caveman cars for short men going to buy Hermes loafers. A Hennessy Raptor. Shove it up your ass, okay? It's ridiculous. It's so funny. I love it. Oh, okay. So here's the thing. Here's where I probably almost got canceled yesterday and did not know, where I was talking to Alyssa Milano one day, and we were talking about language and things that you're supposed to say and you're not supposed to say. They're disabled. Do they have a disability? because you have to say they have a disability. Their language really matters, and it's hard to get educated on every language moment because you literally would never speak. You wouldn't pay any attention. I mean, so yesterday I was going to post something about my bedroom in a decor picture, and I said something about a master bedroom. So I literally never thought about what a master bedroom meant. You just say these words like bread. I don't know what bread means. I don't know what, like, you know, I don't know what litmus means. Like, I don't know what the word means. I'd have to look it up. I don't know what a lot of words mean. So I don't know what mustard, I guess it's a mustard seed. I don't know why it's called a mustard seed. I don't know why things are what they are. So I did not think just master bedroom. And my, one of my assistants said, you can't say master bedroom. Can you redo it and just say my bedroom? And then I realized it's back to slavery, I assume, and it's back to having a master. And I really never thought that because I thought it's like you're the master of the home, like you paid for the home, or like your kids get the smaller bedroom, you get the larger. I never thought of the meaning. And I texted a person I know in real estate. They said, yeah. But then there was something else that I saw recently. Oh, Tom Ford makeup. It says, so on the beauty, in beauty TikTok, there are a lot of male beauty influencers. So every time I put on one of my HSN products, like a shirt or something, and there's a sleeve and it's like puffy or flouncy, and I sometimes say it's a feminine sleeve, I bet you that's going to be canceled because what's masculine and what's feminine? Feminine is like girly. So that means a man shouldn't be wearing it. Well, typically, traditionally, blush and eyeshadow is feminine. So, but now there's most of the male makeup influencers, not most, a good amount of them, I can name them. They're on, they're wearing makeup every day. Painted by Spencer, Jeffree Star, Patrick Star. There are a lot of makeup people, and they're putting on full faces of makeup every day. And Tom Ford makeup, if you go look online, and it says like, it says women's blush. And to me, that's master bedroom in a way. It's not as egregious, but it might be to a man who wants to wear a blush. Why is it a women's blush? So it's funny, just the things you don't think about in language, but I've been thinking about it. And it wasn't that anyone told me that. I just thought, why is this feminine? Men can wear purple and can wear a puffy sleeve and a shoulder pad and all that. So it's, you know, a bedroom, it doesn't have to be pink or blue. And I don't know. I won't know everything and I'll make mistakes. And if it were up to me, I just would have posted the master bedroom. I wouldn't have even known. So I think, I guess I always have to, there always has to be a message, not just a story. And the message is you got to give people some leeway because we're not always going to know everything. And you don't know if you're going to get in big trouble because you said something wrong and you just might not know. Just language is difficult. There's so many languages and there are derivations of words that come from different languages, and we speak. You occupy this whole interview. This whole podcast, I've been speaking for a while. I don't know the meaning of every single word. I wouldn't be able to speak if I knew the meaning of every single word. I'm glad that I had someone point that out to me. I won't make that mistake again. But I think it's just fascinating the things that we don't know and don't even understand that we're saying. Master bedroom, it's something in real estate. You know, it's like they say there's a junior four or a junior five. I don't know what that means. I actually don't know what that means. It's something about an apartment and how many rooms it has. But I don't know what it means any more than some people would know the original meaning of bidet or other house terms. So I guess, you know, we have to more than ever think before we speak. But more than ever, we have to give people some leeway because they just won't know. And we just want to beat people down and they just don't know. My friend, I called her. She didn't know that one either. I don't know if Paul knew that one. And Paul's in real estate. He's in commercial real estate, but I don't know if he knew that one. Men are not allowed to do dog voices, like at all. I do them. It's a double standard. Men are not allowed to do dog voices. And men are not allowed to say yummy and tummy. Just want to make that public service mandate and announcement. It is a double standard. It has nothing to do with one's gender, sexuality. It has nothing to do with anything but the fact that in my book, men are not allowed to say yummy, tummy, or make cutesy dog voices. If someone disagrees, come for me, bruh. Another arbitrary rule that I have, and many of you break it, and many menus break it, and it happens all the time. I don't want fruit and nuts in my fucking salads. I really don't. It's not, we have fruit salads for that. I don't want cranberries, dried apples, candy pecans, all that shit. I don't need that shit. I don't want raspberries in my salad. I really don't. I don't know if that's something. I don't need fruit on my fucking desserts either. I don't need chocolate, gorgeous, beautiful cake. Fine. Whipped cream, wave it in. Little sprig of mint for color on the top. One little berry on the top just because. But actually, no. You should never have a fruit on something if the fruit's not inside of it. I just don't need fruit in my classic desserts. I really don't. I really, really don't. And while we're at it, I don't even think strawberry shortcake is necessary. I don't think any chunky strawberries in the middle of like milky cream in the middle of a cake. I think like let's make a like a raspberry sort of jam that maybe is soaking into that sponge cake, then to have the next cream layer. I just don't need big pieces of fruit in that. So if that could be arranged, that'd be great.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeartRadio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.